Thank you very much, listeners, for joining us on this very special episode. Tonight we're talking theology, and I'm joined by Master Theologian, Mr. Richard Ellis. Hello, Richard. How are you?
Good, thank you, Matthew. Good, thank you. Thanks very much for inviting me on. I feel incredibly privileged that out of all of the boys, you chose me to answer these questions. So thanks. I feel good.
Well, you know, Wiggins is too close to religion with his very Catholic family. And Stu, he's a militant atheist, and they're always a bit dodgy. They're always heading a bit that far towards being like a right winger anyway.
It's just a landmine around them that you can't get any rational thought out of them.
Not at all. And we're really about rational thought tonight.
All about
because
rational thought.
There's some questions that are being asked by the younger people of this country about our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. And I thought we could help tonight by answering a couple of those questions and working through that. These are come from my children who, for some reason, decided to ask me a lot of questions in a row about Jesus, and I wrote them down as quickly as possible. I'm going to start off with a very simple question. Did Jesus wear sunglasses?
Why? That's an interesting question. Why was that an important question for them to ask you?
Probably because I had a pair of sunglasses on my head. Like I said, this wasn't the first question they asked. The first question they asked will be the last question I asked you. But I think they just started firing off whatever was around them at some point. As you'll hear, the question after this will be very similar. So
having worked with students of that 6, 7, 8 year old age bracket for a while now, that's pretty much what they do. It's not much of a theological question, is it?
No,
there's not a verse in Mark or anything like that talks about Jesus whipping off his Ray-Bans and giving one of the soldiers a withering look or anything like that, or after he'd kind of told the story of the Samaritan, did a bit of Horatio action out of CSI.
Well, I was thinking more chips. Just
whack, chips.
There's a reference. Chucking him on and just riding away on his donkey. If he got his donkey to trot his back legs to get a puff of dust going as well, that'd be even better.
Oh, I'd love to see Jesus in chips. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
And you just have God as the grumpy chief.
I told you, solve this case. You've got 24 hours. Why don't you just tell me? Why don't you just tell me you did it? It'd be much easier. Oh, dear.
No. Yeah. So, I think that's a definite yes, a resounding yes.
Yeah.
Jesus, if he didn't, he definitely should have. And while the historical and biblical evidence may point to the contrary, I think that we've decided that a good shaded Jesus is a fine Jesus.
But I would argue, the Bible isn't so explicitly detailed to go through what Jesus was wearing every day. Like, it wasn't Dear Diary. It wasn't anything like that. Yeah. And if everyone was wearing sunnies, they're not going to put it, when Jesus low protected his eyes from the UV rays.
I'm pretty sure he went through his Keppers and baseball cap stage like anyone else.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Just, B-boy putting some cardboard down and doing a bit of dancing in his cassock.
Jesus is my homeboy. I'm pretty sure that's a Bible verse, isn't it?
His only issue,
Christians
I think,
always seem to quote it. So
his issue was when he was on the cross. I reckon if he, when his sunglasses started slipping, that would really piss you off, wouldn't it?
Oh, how frustrating would that be?
Or the sun's coming at the wrong angle and you can't push him back. Or
that's a pretty good question though, because you never see anyone with visored hats or anything like that when you see any of this historical evidence.
Yeah.
So what did they do? Surely. They weren't that stupid.
No.
Someone must have come up with some kind of, I'm not saying they could have come up with tinted glass, but surely some kind of a shading cloth or something that comes up down over the eyes, sort of, some kind of a meshy thing going on.
So the answer is yes. Maybe not sunglasses in the form that we know them, but some kind of visor style. Yeah, you would imagine almost like a welder's mask.
I was thinking more beekeeper.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So kind of probably something which just dangles down over the face to provide adequate shade, because it was fucking hot.
Very true. Very true. I mean, that's why we've got you on the program, because the insights and just how hot it was. Because it was, like, it's pretty dry and hot in that territory. I don't think we're talking humid years that JC was around, but...
No, you know, well, the flood was well and truly finished by the time he got around. So.
Yep, fair enough. All right, well, that brings us to the next point, which is, again, from children looking around what's in the room. Do you reckon Jesus liked mangoes?
Oh, fucking loved him. Loved him. He would have munched them down.
Yeah, oh, without a doubt. I mean, Damascus was not too far away. He'd be going every summer. Every summer he'd be like, oh, Jesus, mango season.
Yeah, he would have known mango season. He ran Christmas time, around his birthday. He would have dug into a mango.
Yeah, fever. Mango fever, as my daughter mango calls fever. It.
Just, it's pretty crazy though.
I fucking love it.
We cracked them out today. We've got our first mangoes of the season, and it is one of the most visceral memory fruits of all, isn't it? It's like that. It's almost beyond fruit.
Well, this I'm just going to write that down. I know for a fact this year the mango season was super early. Mangoes, like, even when they're ripening in June or something like that, they were even writing about it. And my daughter, Violet, is crazy about mangoes, but she also, just like Jesus, but it's also around her birthday. So it's a really exciting time for her. Like, once the mangoes kick in, then she knows, it's birthday in the Christmas season. It's just the time. But they had a tray of mangoes. You know, the fundraising that they do, where you buy a tray of mangoes, and she was keen to get two trays. I think they're like 24 two mangoes. So we said, no, we'll just stick with one, and we'll work through that. Because I reckon mangoes are, that because they're so seasonal, is that we eat them, and then by Christmas, I'm a bit sick of them.
Yeah, see, I don't, well, I'm lucky to get a look in.
Oh, really?
I might get the odd suck of a seed.
All right, yeah, you know what, I agree, yep.
Now Tilly's well and truly on board with the whole mango mania, as we're going to call it.
Yeah, Jesus, mango mania.
As I say, like today, Tony and Tilly ate two mangoes, and I got one little skerrick. Yeah. Like, literally.
Jeez. Well, you got to give them the half. That's the trick, is give slice off the half, give them half each, and then cut up another one and have it yourself. While they're eating, you've got to do it quick. You've got to be quick.
Yeah, well, that's it. She just comes and munches down on the whole thing.
Sneaks up on you and steals your mangoes, no doubt. All right, so that's a definite yes.
Definite yes. Well, I can say that Mango Mania, if you Google mangoes in the Middle East, Mango Mania, Israel is emerging as a mango superpower.
Wow.
So, although it does go on to detail that there wasn't much going on there. The Egyptians did have mangoes back in ancient times, it seems.
Fantastic.
So mangoes have been a staple fruit amongst the Egyptians, but it's a very green variety of mangoes.
Oh.
But at the moment, so in homage to Jesus, I can only assume Israel is emerging as a mango superpower.
Excellent.
Because we know what a big fan of Jesus.
I was going to say, they were a big fan, yeah. Well, you know.
Should we go down this path?
Yeah, no, probably not. Well, probably not. Okay, good. That's a good one. All right, this question is certainly much more difficult. We, like I said, we don't have many questions, only two more questions that we're going to delve into. This question is a little more difficult. If Jesus was here today, what job would he have? What job do you think would Jesus be perfectly suited to? My youngest daughter said to work here as a postal worker, delivering the mail. And being a mailman would be a good job for Jesus, number one.
That's a pretty good answer.
Yeah, he would be able to go around and see everyone. And she said the phrase today, I'd love to get my mail from Jesus. And I thought that was, right? You'd be waiting. You'd hear his little bike coming close. And
I was going to say, you'd have... Much like the real Jesus, it's becoming sorely redundant very shortly, but I think it'd be great to see Jesus, as you say, getting about. He's definitely got the posty look.
Yep.
Carrying, imagine all the parcels he'd be able to carry in his bags. It'd be like the loaves and the fishes all over again. Amazon needs to get on board with him. That's the logistics he needs to get in.
So are you suggesting whatever mail you get, he's going to provide duplicates of it? Oh, I wish I had more of these.
I'm just suggesting that, you know, at the office they go, oh, that storeroom over there, that's JC's route.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Like a new employee goes, fucking, what? How's he going to carry all that on his bike? And he just somehow manages to cram it into his little saddlebags and fucking bells around. And
what you're actually describing is more Mary
Poppins. He's that swing set that you ordered.
He's the Mary Poppins as opposed to workers.
That's right. He's the Mary Poppins as opposed to workers. So I think that's a fantastic answer.
Yeah.
What else did we come up with?
Well, Violet said because at the moment she told me she wants to be a rock singer. So she thinks Jesus would be a pretty good rock star, probably a good guitarist, which you'd have to agree would be pretty awesome as well.
Yeah, but he'd go for one of those bands like Creed or something like that.
Yeah, you're right. It's not going to...
He wouldn't make good music.
No.
He'd either be... No. I'm sorry, but...
No, he'd be gospel. He'd be gospel guitar. He'd be gentle.
He couldn't help himself.
Yeah.
But even, you know, it's that thing, though. Like, even if he made the most amazing music, you still know what his personality is. And you're like, oh, he's just so fucking earnest. He can't rock out to someone who is actually nice and gives a fuck to a certain degree.
Yeah, it's like Dave, Coldplay.
Dave Grohl
it?
Is about the. Maybe it would be. Maybe Dave Grohl is Jesus. That's
yeah.
About the only thing I can. Yeah.
So you reckon he'd be like Dave Grohl?
No, well, I'm saying that, you know, like he's about the only person I can think of who's actually a nice musician.
Right. Yeah, too gentle, too. Yeah, you're right. You have to have some kind of edge to you. Well, yeah, you know, absolutely. Like Jesus had an edge. He pissed off a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah, well, he hung out with whores and tax collectors.
Yeah, he still had scandal around him.
Yeah.
So
maybe he needs to be a spruiker at King's Cross.
Oh, that's a good idea.
So he's just walking along the streets and then he does a sneak conversions. Like you think you're spruiking, and he kind of does the old... Oh, you want to see something you've never seen before? He's kind of very, yeah, we've got everything going on in here. And everyone goes, oh, yeah. And they get in there and it's just some dude talking about himself.
It's just him. You walk in and he's in there.
It's him. He's at the door and he's inside.
Yeah. God damn it. He's done it again. It's called...
Have a tuna sandwich.
And come in the big cave and have a look, see what's in here, going, it's just you again. Yep. Got a few things I need to say. Oh, okay. Everyone's just sitting down politely listening to him. Just getting itchy feet. Well, I don't know. Would he get much work though? Like after a while, wouldn't everyone just avoid him? He'd probably shut down King's Cross. Maybe that's his intention.
Well, that's it. Well, maybe that's it. Oh, there we go. Maybe he's working for the Liberal government. Ooh, topical.
So I don't know. But like you said, he was a friend of the streetwalker. So I don't know. Yeah.
I couldn't see him as a politician or anything like that, or a big businessman.
Oh, they'd all hate him. Imagine JC selling out, like, turning up and just being like, you know what? You Hillsong people have got it right. You're the only ones who have worked it out.
That'd be pretty cool, though.
What?
If he did get a job in something like that, in IT, and he just ends up selling out his own beliefs, his own dad.
Just because he's, this, have you seen this shit? This is great. Okay. Yeah. This is way more divine than shit my dad came up with.
Yeah. What about a barman?
A barman?
Just constantly turning water into wine?
Oh. Could he do the reverse if you had too much? Cut you off of the bar?
Imagine that. Oh, Jesus, you're fucking pranking me again. I bought a Grange and it's just fucking water.
Or he's just doing like, he doesn't like confrontation. So he's rather than cut you off of the bar, you just go, yeah, no worries. I'll get you another one. And you're halfway through drinking it and you're like, what? That's what I ordered you. Double scotch. Yeah, you did. I gave it to you. Oh, fuck. All right. Give me another. Yeah. I'm not feeling it. I'm not feeling it tonight. It's one of those nights I can drink heaps. All right. He did just literally watering down all the drinks. Yeah, the owner would love him.
Yeah.
I mean.
Of course, there's always the old wristy Jesus. He can just use his hand holes in some kind of massage parlor.
How big are these holes?
Big enough.
Toilet roll size. Shall we toilet roll size?
They're smaller than a toilet roll.
Oh, all right.
maybe not. Yeah, maybe don't explain that one to the girls.
No. All right, I'll just draw a line through that. All right, so you know,
that was silly.
So what we're saying is that my 6 year old's come up with the best answer so far.
I think well and truly. I can't think of. Well, he was a carpenter when he was around originally.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true.
He could jump on the housing boom.
You do some flipping. Can you flip some answers? You reckon you do mate, that?
You'd be on the block.
Oh, he got totally a cam. Would. He totally
He's got
would.
A cam.
Yes, he. Yeah, he just replaced Scott.
Would Cam. He host it or just be a contestant?
Oh, he couldn't be a contestant. That wouldn't be fair.
That'd be pretty cool, though.
Just wow, he
looks like he does nothing for 4 weeks. He just kind of walks around and tries to convince everyone to listen to him.
He's Mary Magdalene, yeah, just sitting there, always going, yep. "He's just not doing anything." I keep telling him, "Oh God,
every time
he leaves things at the last minute."
I want to put in a foot bath for people, and he just constantly is just washing people's feet. And I was like, "Ah, Jesus, when are we going to get anything done?" Jesus Christ!
Yeah. Yep. And then they go, "Well, let's have the reveal." Yeah.
And it comes down to the last week, nothing's done, and then the final thing,
the reveal
is amazing. They're like, "Oh my God!" Yeah. He's got like the baptizing pool and the full bar.
Oh yeah, like a baptizing pool spa.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be amazing. Yeah. Yeah. Extra jets. Jeez. All right, we've got it worked out. Nice. Thank you, Ellis. And our final question for the evening. This is the one that started it, and I have no idea where it came from. Just out of nowhere. Do you reckon Jesus ever pooed his pants?
I think everyone has their accidents.
Yeah.
Where did that question? So if this was the first question,
yep.
Did it just? It came completely out of the blue. There was no.
No. Well, it was just a usual thing. I showed Jazz this clip from Sarah Silverman's show, which is "I Love Your America," which was just her talking to people from the South of America.
Yes, I saw. Yeah, I did see that. Yeah,
and she was talking to them about, you know, their politics and their beliefs and their, you know, belief in climate change and all this stuff. And then she just asked them, "Have you ever shit your pants?" And then they all just started telling stories. And Noelle was there while that was going on. But then a couple of hours later, just randomly in the car, because I think maybe that was a point made in the Sarah Silverman thing was, oh, everyone shits their pants, surely. And so she has actually thought about that logistically and thought, who's the most unlikely person to shit their pants, and has come up with Jesus. So that started it. So then this is the start of this, is that she just asked it randomly, and then the questions about Jesus came, I was going to say flooding out, but that's not right.
Well, if he did, it would definitely be Divine Brown.
Fuck off.
Sorry.
Now, we have had some obscure references. I mean, we talked about chips for a while earlier.
So,
I don't know whether just to stop it there, whether just to just finish at that point. Oh, wow.
That'll be my last episode. I'm leaving on as high as I can possibly get.
All right, so I'll pass it on that, well, obviously, God made Christ in man's image, or, you know, made... So, yeah, I'm guessing he would. I'm sure.
Did he have pants?
That's a good point. That's never really addressed, is it? All the long tunics and stuff like that.
Well, they do divide up his. They divide up his loincloth, like the Roman soldiers.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true.
So he's got something.
It's just like a nappy, isn't it? It's just really a primitive nappy.
It's made for shitting.
Yeah. So, you know, maybe. Maybe he did, but intentionally, that's what the point of them was for.
Man, that must have been a hard time. Everyone just must have fucking stunk there.
Oh, without a doubt.
The point that that constantly gets brought up in, like, the dollop and stuff. But fucking hell, it must have just... Because...
The fact that the Romans were the first ones to create any... Maybe not the first ones, but to create any kind of enormous waste, like, system for your water... Like, it just would have been just people shitting in the water and bathing in the water and drinking from the water all the time.
I wonder what they did for toilet paper. Do you reckon they went for a wet wipe type scenario? Did they have a a like, do you think they would have had designated latrine areas and stuff?
I would be very surprised if they just didn't. Like,
just go wherever.
Go wherever, wipe with whatever.
Did they just use a bit of their tunic or undergo? Like, surely, that's what I mean, though. Surely people would start to realise that...
that was a bad idea.
Yeah. Well, hang on. I've just done my Mr. Last Minute Google.
Okay.
And apparently, this is something which has got just one headline which screamed out at me.
Yeah.
Because of the diet of people at that time, which was very stodgy.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you mean?
Their poo was like rabbit pellets, and therefore there was very little need for toilet paper.
Oh, interesting.
So it was very dry kind of a diet.
Wow. So, wow. Yeah, all right. It wasn't necessary at all. That's, wow. Okay. So if you eat a biblical diet, well, maybe we can start this trend, Ellis. Maybe we can
is what they're saying. This is, as I say, completely and utterly just a random thread that I picked up on. So yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
I'm happy to declare as veracity. They're saying that they only, because of their diet, they only pooed about once a week. And when they did, it was like little rabbit pellets.
Oh,
so they were on such a subsistence kind of a diet, you know, something that we're not used to because we eat so many more calories than we need.
Mm.
But basically they were absorbing all the calories they need. They weren't three times a day.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So I want to just talk to you about, what's this site? Toilets of the Bible. Toiletguru.com. That's a site we can get behind, which says that Europeans didn't have toilet paper until recently. The Romans, at least the higher classes, used a sponge mounted on a stick. I wash myself with a sponge on a stick.
A rag.
Yeah. And they often, if they were very high up, their bucket of water would be bucket water mixed with vinegar, which is delightful. But this is the thing, and I've heard of this before, is that Greeks and Romans used to use small stones. So the tradition started with the ancient Greeks that three stones should be enough to finish the job. And again, I think
it's the shells from Demolition Man all over again.
Yes, that's exactly right.
they just hand you three stones. You're like, what the fuck am I supposed to do with these?
Wow. Yeah, you're right. Demolition Man's referencing Greek and Roman history. There you go.
Just when you think it's...
the worst movie of all time. Fantastic. So the answer is yes, Jesus definitely shat himself. Everyone shits themselves at some stage. I will pass that.
It was probably quite firm rabbit-style pellets, which probably was less offensive.
So you know what? Maybe he didn't. Because shitting yourself usually comes from diarrhea.
If you're shitting yourself once a week, if you're only shitting once a week, you're giving yourself plenty of notice, aren't you?
Yeah, but I'm guessing bouts of dysentery ran through the town pretty rife.
Well, I don't know that well, you think that more people would have died from it. I think this is, this is actually really interesting.
All right. So maybe we'll come back next week. Let's do a bit of research and we'll come back with the answer to the question of was dysentery
great dumps rife? In history. Great dumps in history.
Oh, biblical dysentery. Fact or fiction? Join us next week. Oh, well, thank you, Ellis. Thank you for joining me.
It was an absolute delight. And as always, the girls come up with some incredibly thoughtful questions and some good answers as well. Yeah. We're still loving Jesus as a postie.
Jesus as a postie is a fantastic
idea. I think, Jesus is my postie makes more sense to me than Jesus is my own boy. That would have been a much better tune.
It would have indeed. All right, well, thank you, Ellis. And thank you, listeners.
Now I've just got a picture of four or five heads bobbing up over your front door going, Mr. Barry, Mr. Barry.
It's pretty much what it's like. It's that annoying. You can imagine five dicky knees all lined up. It's that obnoxious. The kid who dropped the butter chicken.
Wow.
Wow. Stop whinging, you bunch of polyps. 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 Polyps.
Polyps.
Are you working Sunday morning, Rich?
I'm always working backward. Constant. Oh, shit. I'm in a constant state of work. I hear you.
Wigo, are you not working this weekend? This is scintillating from people. Who's working what days?
No one's listening at this point.
Just give me a second. I reckon I can make a living out of...
Wait. Dr. Wiggins, Dr. Wiggins,
I think this is career advice.
Career advice.
C.A. Wiggins. He'll tell you what to do, not Penny Biggins.
C.A. Wiggins. If Buckland edited my life,
yes,
I could make a great living out of that.
C.A. Wiggins.
Well, hang on. What do you mean?
Yeah, I forgot what we were talking about in the first place. Do you know what we're talking about? I don't.
When I had a piss before, I thought... if Buckland... If my life was edited down into...
Until you wee.
That would
could just cut out the boring bits.
That's right. So if you edited my life and made it into each day was like a half an hour,
then it'd be brilliant.
Well, yeah, probably. But
not a new idea, is that?
It's not a new idea, but it just sort of popped into my head.
This is an Angry Chimp podcast.